You're listening to Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. If you're looking to generate more leads, win more deals, and take your firm to the next level, this show is your shortcut. Hey there, and welcome back to the show. This is our third and final lesson in our series on marketing funnels. In the last two lessons, we covered the first two stages of a three-step marketing funnel. The first was attraction, which is the top of your funnel. The second was retention, which is the middle of your funnel. And the third is conversion, which is the bottom of the funnel and the topic of today's lesson. Before we dive in, if you haven't yet joined our free course on lead generation for professional services firms, you're going to want to check that out over at 5leadgen.com. Spell out 5 or use the number, either one works. That's 5leadgen.com. And while you're at it, if you haven't yet subscribed to the show on iTunes, head over to iTunes, type into the search box, Forecast Professional Services, find the show, hit subscribe, and you'll be happy you did. So now let's dive into the conversion stage of the funnel. If you've done everything right up until now, you'll have a steady stream of leads flowing in at the top of your funnel in the attraction stage, and a good number of them will take you up on your offer in the middle of the funnel or the retention stage. And now you're building that relationship with them. You're sending them valuable content that builds authority. Maybe you have an autoresponder or a free course of some sort. But either way, whatever the format, whatever the message, whatever the content is, you're doubling down on your positioning as the one and only professional that they should work with. And now in the final stage of the funnel, you want to convert all of that authority, all of that attention, all of that goodwill and reciprocity that you've worked so hard to create, you want to convert that into a transaction. Simply put, you want people to buy at this stage. Now, you'll recall from our previous discussion that some people might be ready to buy immediately, but most aren't. And in the retention stage, we treated both groups of people fairly similarly, that in both cases, we needed to provide more value before asking for the sale or before accelerating the sales conversation. But now in the conversion stage, we need to separate the people who are ready from the people who are not ready. Now, there's no real way of knowing on your own who's ready to buy and who's not, unless you have a crystal ball or you're a mind reader of some sort, in which case you're probably in the wrong business because there's no sense in guessing who is ready to buy. Instead, you need prospects to tell you when they're ready. Now, of course, it's rare that a prospect will come to you and flat out tell you that they're ready to buy. If they do, that's amazing. But more often than not, you have to get them to take some other kind of action that indicates their willingness and interest and readiness to buy. And that's what we're going to look at in this lesson, is how to get prospects who are close to buying to put up their hands and tell you that they're almost ready. Now, before we go any further, I should also mention that we do cover the same topic inside our free course, which I mentioned, on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms. The 5th P in that framework is for push, which is essentially the same thing as the conversion stage of your marketing funnel. And in that 5th and final lesson, we dive a little bit deeper into the psychology of how to structure a conversion stage offer. So you do want to check that out by joining the course over at 5leadgen.com. But for the purposes of this lesson, let's go through a few examples of how to structure a conversion stage offer. Now, there are a number of different ways that you can go about doing this, and it really depends on the volume and the quality of the leads that you're looking for. Now, if you're a high-volume business and you don't have very strict and narrow criteria on what kind of clients that you work with, some of the more transactional service providers might be in this category, then that lends itself to a particular conversion strategy, whereas if you're a lower-volume business with very strict criteria on what clients you work with, then you'll want to take a very different approach than the former example. So keep that in mind as we go through this. So let's start with the most common conversion stage offer, which is the free consultation. This is where you offer some kind of free advice to your prospect, whether it's on the phone or online or in a meeting, in the interest of building a relationship with that prospect. Now, this can work really well because only a prospect who has a problem and is motivated to solve it would take you up on such an offer, so it's probably worth you putting in the time to build a relationship with them in the hopes that they'll turn into a customer or a client. The downside of this approach is it's very laborious. You're giving away your time for free, which has a very high cost. So if you're going to do this, then you want to have very strict criteria about who you offer these consultations to. You want to make sure that that person is the right fit for your services before you ever get on a call. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time and theirs. The second conversion stage offer is very, very different, but if you get it right, it can work like magic. Instead of offering a free consultation, you do the exact opposite. You sell something as a way of sparking a relationship. Now, the trick here is that what you sell would have a fairly low price point compared to your core services. And the objective in doing something like this, what they call a lead product or a lead service, is to separate the buyers from everyone else. So if you can offer something that is much cheaper than your core offering, but it still works to solve part of the problem that your prospect is facing, and then it positions your core offering or your core services as the obvious next step, then that can be a very powerful strategy. So let's look at an example. Let's say you are a corporate law firm. A lead product might be something like incorporating a business, because once a client incorporates, then they become a potential client for all kinds of other business and corporate services. If you're in a consulting environment, then you might want to consider splintering out part of your core offering or part of an existing service and offering that as a standalone product. This is what I'm currently doing, as of the recording of this podcast, with the Build My Funnel offer that you'll see on my website. That is part of my core service offering. It's specific, it solves a pain point that buyers have, and it positions my core offering as the obvious next step for those that want to go to the next level. So I've splintered out part of my offering into a separate service that prospects can buy for a relatively low price, and they get a ton of value at that price point, and then I get to build relationships with the people that I want to work with. So you can see why, once you've got this dialed in, it can be a very powerful strategy, because effectively, you're getting paid to do lead generation, but you're doing it in such a way that still provides a ton of value to prospects. The third and final conversion stage offer that I'll mention here is a training offer. And training could be something online in the form of webinars, or it could be something in person in the form of seminars. Now, training can be a very effective conversion stage offer because if you structure the topic right, you will attract the right kind of people. And the bonus here is that it scales much better than the free consultation, because now instead of talking to people one-on-one, like you would be in a free consultation, you're now talking to a room full of people, again, whether that's virtual or in a live training environment. Now, this can be either free or paid training. If you take the free approach, then it's kind of mirroring the free one-on-one consultation, but expanding it out into a training environment so you can speak to more people at the same time. Or you can combine it with the lead product strategy where you offer paid training, which again would be a fraction of the cost of your higher value services. Again, it all depends on the volume and the quality of leads that you're looking for. So those are three specific conversion stage offers that you might want to try. The free consultation is certainly the easiest to get started with because you don't really need to do a whole lot. You just put that offer out on your website and see if people bite and start having conversations. So if you haven't tried that yet, then that's something that you can do immediately. But again, make sure you structure it right. Make sure you communicate to people what they're going to get out of that consultation and who it's for. Now, once you've done enough of these free consultations, then you'll have a much better idea of what people are looking for in the conversion stage, and then you can start to package something into either a lead product or a training offer to replace the free one-on-one consultation. So that wraps up this lesson on the conversion stage of the marketing funnel. If you missed, the last two lessons were recovered. the top of the funnel, which is the attraction stage, and the middle of the funnel, which is the retention stage. You're going to want to go back to the previous two lessons to check those out. And again, if you haven't yet joined us inside our free course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms, you can get immediate access to the course over at 5leadgen.com. You can spell out 5 or use the number, either one works. That's 5leadgen.com. Finally, if you're on iTunes and you're not yet subscribed to the show, let's go ahead and fix that right now. Pull up iTunes, click into the search box, type in Forecast Professional Services, find the show, and hit subscribe, and then you'll get all the latest lessons right there in your feed. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for next week's series on the buyer's journey, where I'm going to walk you through the process that your buyers go through when they make a purchasing decision. Stay tuned for that.